we are following a resolution that was made by the National Council, which is the decision-making body in between Congresses that gives instructions to the implementing organ, which is the standing committee. So that is what we did.
Ms. Kupe says she actually sent a letter to Parliament earlier than the MDC led by Chamisa. So now she says it appears as if she's being victimized here by Parliament. Is that true?
It is so unfortunate. If she sent that letter, she sent it as an individual. The letter that was sent recalling her was sent by the MDCT party, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, implementing the National Council resolution.
So briefly, what is the resolution?
The resolution was she has left our party. She's no longer a member of the MDC, so she must be recalled from Parliament. And over and above that, even if as MDC we had not recalled her, the Zimbabwe Constitution says any member of Parliament who then resigns from the party that brought her to Parliament, she has no right, or he has no right, to remain a member of Parliament. They have to be recalled because they are no longer members of that party.
She claims that she is actually the genuine MDC. So can you actually tell us about this genuineness? What is this all about?
A genuine MDC follows the MDC constitution. So we are referring it to the MDC constitution, and if she's that genuine, she must follow the constitution and its dictates so that it's implemented to suit her complaints.
So now it seems as if she has taken this matter with the lawyers, and she says you are yet to see a lot of fighting over this issue. Are you going to counter whatever the lawyers may send you?
We have no reason to counter her, because as far as we're concerned as the party, she was our member. We expelled her. She disrespected our constitution, violated our constitution left, right, and center, and caused a lot of mayhem. So if she has a right, it's within her constitutional right to go to the courts and try and defend whatever she wants to defend, because she's going there as an individual, because she's no longer a member of our party. If one is employed by a company and the company decides they want to terminate your services because of certain violations of that company, surely can you then go back to the court to say, why are you firing me when you have violated the conditions of service that were given by the employer?
Is there any leadership dispute in the MDCT right now?
There's none whatsoever. None. The National Council of the MDC, led by President Advocate Nelson Chamisa, made a resolution as soon as our icon, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, passed on, to say Chamisa is going to be our presidential candidate. They appointed him as the president of the MDCT. So for now, we have no crisis whatsoever. All what we are doing is we are cleaning house in terms of the resolutions that were given by the National Council to implement as the standing committee.